going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. It is the day of the first round of the NFL draft. All of your coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Draft coverage starts at 7. Dukes and Bell are going to be live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in about 40 minutes from right now.
Don't,
so they're down there getting ready.
Don't do it, Mike Bell.
Now, what would it be? Because there's a lot of different its. You talking about the horn?
Oh, my God. Dude, that might have been one of the funniest things ever, like, man. That damn Mike Bell pulled that damn horn. And then, like, they're like, well, what'd I do? That's because I pulled the damn horn, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, Mike. I bet it was fun.
I knew it was. I mean, Mike, because he's probably not there yet. Mike, pull the horn.
Pull the horn.
Yeah, do it again, Mike.
Pull the horn.
Please.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Do it at a really funny time.
Yeah,
too.
I know. Like, in the middle of Atlanta, what's going on? Because, you know, our listener calls in, bup, bup, who beats
yeah,
the horn.
Yeah, yeah, Mike.
As soon as As soon as Carl hits the, what's going on? And then Mike, burr, burr.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. All right, how do you want to do this? We got about 10 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA. What we think the Falcons will do or want the Falcons to do at 15 first. We'll make a name prediction for each of us. Or we could invert it, do that in about 9 minutes from right now, and just kind of talk about the rest of the stuff that we haven't talked about yet, draft-related.
Let's do the rest of the stuff.
All right. I think we all know who's going first.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cam Ward's going to go number one to Tennessee. Which awesome, great. I mean, you need a quarterback, draft a quarterback. Everybody thinks he's the best guy. Don't be the smartest guy in the room. Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Take him, and hopefully it works out. Travis Hunter to the Browns.
Yes.
Same kind of
makes
mentality.
Yes.
Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Take the best guy who's available and run to the podium.
He's the best player in the draft.
Abdul Carter third.
Yes. If I'm the Giants, I mean, even though it's to me, it's not a pressing need. You just don't pass up on players like this.
Yeah, great player. Yeah. And again, you can never have too many guys at that position. Yeah. Like, hopefully it'll fortify things a little bit and you can save your job.
The best thing for them would be if Cleveland took Abdul. And then Travis Hunter sitting right there.
And then they could get Travis, which would be great.
Yes.
Because then it is a position of need, and you get, you know, if not the best, one of the best guys in the draft.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're kind of on the same page there. Kind of feels like a chalky top three. Anything could happen. If something different happens in the top three, then things get chaotic early. Do the Patriots get things chaotic, or do they?
I think my thing with the Patriots at four is, okay, they went all in defense free agency.
They did, yeah. Spent a lot of money on defense, especially on the defensive line.
Yes. Now, they need offensive line help.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Is there a blue chip offensive lineman tackle? No, there isn't. But there's some really good ones. I think Vrabes would love it if like a defensive player can be there that they can take. But they got the defensive tackle, so Graham doesn't make any sense because they got Barmore and they went out and signed Williams from the Eagles.
Right.
So it really don't make sense to draft the guy
that really high. Doesn't.
So, yeah, I think they go tackle.
And that's probably Will Campbell from LSU.
If that was a receiver worth that number four, they'd probably do that.
I know. That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, it's quarterbacks that get teams to do it. But, God, people have really jumped up and spent capital to get up or
that's a great point,
jumped up and drafted receivers earlier.
Genty.
Yeah.
Would Ginty be?
That would throw things into a little bit of chaos.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, I mean, the odds even are saying that the Jaguars could take Ginty at 5 now.
I can see that.
So that's only one spot higher than he would go, but that's a team that you're unexpected to have take him. So,
I can see that.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. I think, to me, that's kind of where it all starts to get interesting.
Where 4?
Unless they take Will Campbell, which I'm not saying it's not interesting. Right. That's a position of need, and I think he's really good.
Right.
But if the Jags take Ashton Ginty, then, okay, skill position player. Maybe there's some teams behind him or teams that have needs that want to trade up and get into the top 10 behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think Amarion Hampton's a really, really good running back.
I think he's good. I don't think you got to go up that far.
No, he'll probably fall to you.
I think so, too.
He'll probably come down into the late teens.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's so damn good.
He's really good, though.
He's so good. But I think, you know, my spot would probably be at 6.
Okay.
Because
who knows what the Raiders might do?
Who damn knows? And the Raiders are in a position where they got Brock Bowers, so you're not going to take one of the tight ends.
Right.
Do you need everything offensively also? Because who the hell is going to catch the ball?
Yeah.
But do you have a guy that's there at 7 as far as receiver?
So, here's what I don't understand is this receiver class, to me, having watched these guys play in college, are incredibly good receivers.
They're good players.
Why is it that this year's class has felt like it's less valuable than the last? Because the last handful of years, there's been a ton of receivers that go early.
It don't seem like.
I think Ted McMillan's really good out of Arizona. I think Luther Burden's incredibly good out of Missouri.
Are they ones? And I think that's the hesitancy of the class, of the people of this class is, you know, the kid out of Arizona is his long speed. He has a body type to do everything.
Right.
Is he just a jump ball? Well, they thought the same thing about Drake London until we got to see Drake London play.
Yeah, and he went 8th overall.
Yeah.
They're very similar players.
They are. I think Drake's a little faster.
Okay.
Just a little bit. But I think that, you know, and that's one thing that you think about, will there be two tight ends drafted before the first wide receiver?
Yeah.
I just think they don't look at this receiver class, and it's always comes back to be wrong, has any true X receivers. One guy, ISO by himself on the field, can carry a pass game. I don't think they see that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it seems that way leading up to it. They feel differently about the tight ends, though, like you said. Look, I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. They need to get offensive linemen. And that kid from Missouri, whose name is kind of hard to say, Armin Membu, he's projected there at a lot of different places. That would be smart. Maybe they're smart now. Pete Carroll's there. But you know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're hoping to ask Ginty drops to them.
Because Pete Carroll loves drafting running backs.
They're hoping
in the first
that Ashton Ginty drops to them.
He couldn't wait to draft a running back in the first round.
That might be North Carolina's running right there.
Well, they jump all the way up and take Amarion Hampton at 6. Now, that would be awesome for the Falcons.
Yes.
That would be great.
Now,
because then there's a guy that falls down that wasn't supposed to be there.
I didn't think Detroit was going to draft Jamar Gibbs either when they did.
No.
Anything's possible.
And we're in like a little bit of a little moment of a running back revolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the running back position is looked at a little bit differently today than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but
not that differently.
Not that different.
But maybe a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Who's a guy, like a first round guy that you're just kind of that you like? I mean, kind of like all of them, but a guy that maybe you're more interested in than others, kind of interested to see where he lands, obviously hoping for a good spot. Who's just a player that you're kind of intrigued by tonight?
I think the dogs, you know, I think Jalen Walker, obviously, I think he's going to be a player. I don't know where he goes in the top 10. I know a lot of people got mocked to Carolina and everything like that. They need a guy like that on their defense. Probably, Andy, I would – it's too easy to go quarterbacks.
No, it's fine.
It's too easy because, like, the whole Shador thing is interesting to me because, like, Cam Ward in other drafts wouldn't be the number one pick. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Cam Ward wouldn't have been the number one pick last year.
And so you look at it from the standpoint of then where would all these other quarterbacks rank? Would he be, like, say he wouldn't be the fourth guy last year. He's going last year, so he wouldn't be over Caleb. He wouldn't be over Jaden. He wouldn't be over Drake May.
Yeah.
But who would he be over there? Would he be over front of?
Would he be over Penix?
Penix?
I don't know.
Or would he be over
I don't think so. I don't think he'd be over Penix.
Or Nix? Or J.J. McCarthy?
I could see him over those guys.
Okay.
Kind of similar to Nix a little bit in that he's been in college for a long time, bounced around a little bit, really high percentage passer kind of guy. I don't know. Maybe that's a good comp. Maybe he would have been 5 or something like that.
But I think my position, tight ends, will they be a third guy? Because I think that the thing with it is, can Mason Taylor.
That's the third guy, right?
Yeah, Mason's got to be the third
guy.
Who's
Jason Taylor's son?
Yeah, Mason's got to be the third guy. It's crazy. I got two teammates who has two sons that are tight ends that are going to be drafted.
That is
crazy. It's funny as hell.
But were they tight ends? Because Jason Taylor wasn't, obviously. No, it was the other guy.
Rondé was a receiver, big receiver. Big receiver.
So they just saw Uncle Randy, and they're like, we want to play that position.
It's crazy. But I think, you know, where does this third tight end go if Mason comes in to get in the back end of the first? He's going second, but can he get in the back end? So I think the three tight ends and the back, who is going to come? Because there's going to be three quarterbacks drafted tonight, I think. I think there's three quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming back? I think it's intriguing to me that Cleveland finds a way to get Shadur and Travis.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. Yeah.
Finds a way to.
I'm predicting the third quarterback that's taken is Jackson Dart.
By the
and
Giants.
And then it's by the Giants.
I agree.
Yeah, they find a way to get back into the late 20s and take Jackson Dart there. And then outside of that, I know there's some Milrow smoke a little bit. Kind of heating up a little bit as we get closer to the draft. I don't buy it. No offense to him. I just don't buy it.
I would love it, though.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, sure. Let him get that fifth year. And obviously, team drafting later in the 20s and 30s are good teams often. The guy that I'm interested in is, I'll say, at least I hope, is the guy that the Falcons take at 15 is Mike Green.
Yeah.
If they don't take him, I'm interested to see where he goes.
Right.
If he goes 16th or 17th or something like that, maybe he goes before the Falcons take him and then they don't have the opportunity to do it. But if Mike Green's there at 15, that's the guy that I want the Falcons to take. Assuming that the Georgia guys won't be there, because I don't think they will.
I agree with everything you said. I think he's gone. Okay. I think they try to get back. If not, they stay put and they take Pierce out of Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. I think take Pierce. If he's there. If Mike Green's gone. If Mike Green is gone and the Georgia guys are gone, I think they go with Pierce.
Yeah, I think it doesn't seem – you don't seem like you're going to be lucky enough for one of those Georgia guys to fall to you at 15.
Right.
Now, you were lucky enough 2 years ago.
Yes, and he said
Jalen
right
Carter fell to you at 9 and you didn't – or at 8 and you didn't take him. I just think – and if it was one of the two of them, who would it be? Mykael Williams, just because of the injury concerns?
Yeah, Mykael –
Jalen Walker's going top 10. He's going top 10.
Yes.
Unless something happens between now and 8 o'clock
or something,
and some late report comes out about a Jalen Walker injury that nobody knows about, he's going.
Yes.
Mykael Williams has injury concerns.
Yes.
So maybe.
But the thing is, his injury concern was because because you saw him get hit.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He's not injury prone. You saw where the guy hit him.
He got hurt
exactly.
And it affected his season.
Yeah, but
so people don't know exactly what they're going to get in taking him.
The thing with Mykael is this. Mykael is a NFL-ready player, meaning against the run. He is a prime-time edge player. Set the edge, all those different things. He's still got to work on the pass rush. He still got to work with his pass. Mike Green, I think, is the most – him and James Pierce are the most ready to have a counter. You know what I mean? They got countered in their arsenal already. They got two by. Thank you. They got that already. So that's why if he's not there, I think they go Pierce.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. Either way, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm happy. And tomorrow we're coming on the air talking about an edge rusher. And
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So that's definitely not going to be what happens.
No.
All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We'll wrap things up with an AMA next. Feel free to ask any draft-related questions you might want or otherwise. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.